Productions Radio presents The War Room, where we discuss tactics for strategic Christian living.
Mighty Lord, extend your kingdom. Be the truth with triumph crowned. Let the lands that sin in darkness hear the glorious gospel sound.
All right, here we are for a War Room tactical tidbit. We have Paul Michael Raymond on the phone. This won't be long, just a short little segment here to gather Dr. Paul, Pastor Paul, his takeaway from the recent Future of Christendom conference, and to announce, to let him flesh out the purpose of an upcoming conference being held there at New Geneva Leadership Academy in Appomattox, Virginia. Give us the name and the details, and tell us the why this topic and why now.
Well, if we are going to reconstruct the culture, we have to reconstruct everything. Comprehensive attention must be made to every area of life. One of the areas that usually are looked at last are the arts, whether it's literature, theater, music, or the visual arts. Those things are usually last. In fact, they're the last on the totem pole, because we think that maybe we should reconstruct the economic system, maybe we should reconstruct the political system, the medical system, and those are very important. Those are life structures that we need to fix. But so are the arts. And when you have artists that are Christian, they're pretty much frustrated because they're looking at the art of the modern day, and it's nothing but blasphemous. So what we're trying to ask, and we want to ask the right questions, not only what is art, because not everything that people say is art, because art in the modern day is about the artist. Well, nothing really should be about the individual. It should be about the Christ, God, who has created mankind, who has created the universe. So really, when we think about art, we have to think, what is it reflecting? Is it reflecting the depravity of man, but because it's supposedly showing what the inner man looks like, and that's what the artist does? It's an expression of himself, or it's just an expression of something abstract, and it's up to the observer to figure out what it means. So then it could not mean anything in particular. It could mean anything for anyone or in a different way. So what the artist, the Christian artist, is trying to do, they are trying to ask not only the question, what is art, but why art? Why should we be concerned about reconstructing the visual arts? And whenever we talk about Christian art, the common image in someone's mind is, oh, we'll have pictures of Jesus, or we've got to have a little cross on a hill somewhere in the corner. Or that's not Christian art. That's art depicting a Christian icon, perhaps. But Christian art is something that reflects the glory of God in the creation, in human experiences, even in the tragedy of some of the human experiences, providentially, historical. So art is more than just pictures of Jesus or icons of a cross or angels or what have you, because that could become very, very blasphemous also. It could be violating the scriptures. So we want to be really careful to understand not only what is art, what is Christian art, what should art be, because art is definitely a platform for preaching, and that's what the artists are doing. So how is the Christian going to view art? How should the Christian view art? And then how should the Christian be supported in the arts? Because certainly you're not going to get a grant from the state, because the grants for the artist only are grants for secular, blasphemous, reprobate artists. So these are the questions that we are going to ask and answer from artists. And mind you, not famous artists, Christian artists, but those artists that are really in the trenches. You see, when we formulated the idea for this conference coming on August 10th here in Appomattox, we didn't want big names. We wanted those who are in the trenches. We wanted those who are actually doing the work, not just talking about the work. And we brought them out of their reconstruction mode to discuss how they were actually changing the culture of visual arts. So we're bringing these artists in from various states on the East Coast, and they're going to discuss what their view is. They're going to show how they've brought the visual arts from a Christian perspective into the culture, to change the culture, and we believe it's going to be very exciting.
And so the name of the conference is?
Yeah, reformingarts.com. And you could email me, pastor@hisglory.us, for more information. But we are looking forward to this. It's going to be held at the Appomattox Inn and Suites here in Appomattox, Virginia. And it'll be on the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here in Appomattox.
And the cost for attendance?
Well, the cost for attendance is $50. And we're going to have I think July 22nd is the last day for registration. And then the price goes up to $75. But certainly, we would love to see you here. Some people have told me, well, you know, that's too cheap. And we just want people to get there. We just want people to get
right
there. And if you can't afford $50, call me. We'll work something out. You can volunteer. You can help. We'll have an art exhibit there from these Christian artists. We'll have reception time, food time. On Saturday evening, we're going to have a tour of the New Geneva Christian Leadership Academy with some music, and all the artists will be there. And it should be a really interesting time. Now, very interestingly, we were talking with one of the speakers, and we were a little bit disappointed because not a whole lot of people are registering. I understand that because people wait till the last minute. So we were talking with them, and they were laughing. And said, we've been doing this for 10 years, and usually when we give a lecture on Christian art and visual arts, very few people come. So they said, but we do it anyway. You see, these people are in the trenches. They're not looking for the accolades.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking for people to say, ooh, this speaker is here, we're going to go hear the speaker and be titillated in our intellect, but then do nothing about it.
I would encourage people to listen to the War Room interview with Michael Minkoff, who's going to be one of your speakers. I think if you have a chance to listen to this, which from a personal perspective proved to be one of the more enjoyable interviews just from the setting and I think will really whet your appetite to hear what Michael and people who look at the world and approach it the same way he does. I think it may whet your appetite to hear more. You know, it occurred to me that artists really are unique and they really are different than many of us. They approach the world from a different vantage point, which quite frankly, many of us could not see it unless they articulated it and represented it via musical and imagery and writing and their expression. So they, an asymmetrical thinker, Michael Minkoff is well-heeled. His Reconstructionist and Reformed and Presbyterian bona fides are in order. And yet, he's a very different thinker and looks at a lot of topics from a very unique perspective, as I suppose is part of the giftedness of people who self-identify as artists. And Paul, is art a leading indicator or is it a trailing indicator? Does culture follow art or does art merely follow culture, you think?
Well, it works both ways. Because the depravity of man will make art, and then people will follow it. So it works both ways. It's going to represent the inner man, and then the inner man is going to use it to preach his inner self. So we have to change the tide. Now, I know Michael for many, many years, maybe more than 10 years, and Michael has a very, as you said, a unique view of how we are to support the arts, the Christian arts. And it really has to come from from donors, because you're not going to be able to do the work and then try to sell the work, because not a lot of people want the work unless you have people that are Christian and they appreciate it. So you have to build an appreciation for good art. And when we talk about good art, it could even be a field with cows. This is God's creation. Instead of that upchuck that we find on canvas, this is art. When somebody pukes on a canvas, that is not art. It is just, it's just a blasphemous thing. So we want to change. We want to change the culture through that vehicle, that artistic vehicle. So yeah, Michael, and Michael will be there. He'll bring his books, and we're really excited. We have workshops, so you can do a workshop with one of the artists. And it should be a really great time. So we're really looking forward to it. I'm even one of the speakers, which I'm not an artist, but I'm a visual artist. That was my business for 33 years, spatially. And I'll be speaking as well. My wife Jane will be speaking. Rusty will be speaking. We have Will, and I think Breezy Bookshy might even be there. So we're really looking forward to this. And this is probably the maiden voyage of these conferences. So we're gonna put our footprint in there, as small as it might be, and then develop it from here, and hopefully next year, maybe we can even work with Joel Saint when he does his other conference. Hopefully he'll do it, another reforming conference in Pennsylvania. Maybe we can work with him there. So there's so many possibilities, and we're looking forward to seeing what God would have.
Well, it does occur to me that when we discuss taking every thought captive and controlling the narrative, Far Christ, then art is a very broad topic, and it's much more fundamental, maybe necessarily on the surface, but it does really control perceptions, and in that respect, it's important that art, that all the representations of man's hands, the gifts and the expressions of those gifts, be done for the glory of God. You know, it was interesting when I interviewed Martin Salbrady, who's of course a composer, a great devotee of Johann Sebastian Bach, also during that interview referred me to a friend of his who is a heavy metal aficionado, which really kind of struck me as strange coming from Martin, which causes me to wonder, can the believer, and maybe Minkoff can address this for us, is there such a thing objectively, from a biblical objective standpoint, is there such a thing as good art versus bad art? How do we identify it? How do we know, or do we just know it when we see it? Is it like pornography? You know it when you see it. Or is good art something that Christians should just know when they see it or experience it? Or do we really need to be trained to, it's like a person who's never drunk fine wine. He doesn't know how to drink fine wine.
That's a good point. That's a great question, because we're going to address that at the conference. I'm not going to tell anybody what it is, but Bezaleel was the first art director in the temple, and he was the one who told the people of God, of course, by the inspiration of God, the Holy Spirit, what good visual art is and how it should be constructed. So we're going to address the four things that make up good godly art at the conference. So we're going to deal with that. And just a side note. Again, the website, I just got the right website here. It's reformingartsconference.com. reformingartsconference.com. And when you mentioned Martin Salbrady, Martin plays an instrument, but he's not an aficionado. In other words, he's not a classical pianist, but he doesn't need to be. And that's what amazed me about Martin. He writes from his mind. He knows what the note sounds like, and he's written symphonies out of his head because he told me, he said, well, you know, we're always hamstrung by our skill. And if we don't really have the skill, then we can only go as far as our skill. So we have to develop our skill to the point where it's proficient. But if we can't, are we then hamstrung to write some good symphonies? And he said, I don't believe that. So he's written symphonies out of his mind. And it's just incredible. I always tease people, and when I talk about Martin, and I tease Martin, and I say, you know, no one should be allowed to be that smart. because he is a brilliant, God-fearing man, and I'm very pleased to call him a friend.
He is. All right. While we got you on the line, before we let you slip back away to your order of business, takeaways from, if any, from the Future of Christendom Conference?
Well, as far as the conference goes, I was, well, for me, it was pretty much like old home week. So many people that I know and have known and have befriended me and are kind to me, I was really appreciative of that. I met new people. But as far as the conference was concerned, I thought it was a huge success. I'm indebted to Joel Saint and John Dingaman and the Mars Board of Directors. They're very, very successful. And I'm so glad that I was a part of it. As far as next year, they're going to hopefully do it again, and they'll tweak it a little bit. I know just the particulars have to be tweaked, but as far as the conference, I think it should double by next year as far as the attendees. So I have only great things to say about it.
Well, I hope that you will be right in the middle of ongoing discussion as to how we apply and consider the things that we were presented with. You know, that was the I was talking to Joel the other day, and I said, you know, the real question is for us to examine ourselves and saying, what, if anything, am I going to start doing differently as a result of something that I heard or experienced at this event? That's where the rubber meets the road. What, if anything, am I going to start doing differently? I think now, you know, we're trying to synthesize and do a checklist, and the highlight's always the fellowship, the koinonia. Listen, I appreciate you taking a minute. It's the Reforming Arts
Reforming Arts Conference.com,
and this is coming up. Is it one day? Is it October? Is it August the 10th?
Yeah, it's August 10th through 12th. It's a Thursday registration, and then Friday and Saturday, half the day Saturday. So it's basically three days.
They're in Appomattox, Virginia. And that is, and it will include a tour. They will be, but Appomattox is a beautiful place. It's not on the way to anywhere. It's a destination, and rich in history and natural beauty.
Hopefully when you come, we can show you the piece of property that we've purchased across the street from the college, where we hope to build the R.J. Rushdoony Memorial Library. That I'm working on with Mark Rushdoony and Martin Selbretti and Ford Schwartz to get it here so that we might have a repository of Christian Reconstruction and theonomic books here in Appomattox. So if you can pray about that, we're working toward that goal so that the books of R.J. Rushdoony, his library, can be accessible, because right now it's not accessible. So you can see a piece of dirt. And you could tour the college with us as well.
Well, I know, and while we're on that topic, you have not yet actually set up anything of a cloud fundraising site or anything like that for people to donate, have you?
Well, not yet. Here's the reason. We are focusing on this conference. You don't realize how many things you need to deal with when you're doing a conference, even as small as our art conference. So we want to just get by that. We just want to get past that, and then we're going to focus on fundraising. And I've been doing fundraising a little bit here and there, and I do have some promises, but they're only promises, and unless they come to fruition and we have the cash in hand, we don't want to use the bank. We want to be faithful and trust God to bring the money to us so that we don't have any debt. We want to be very careful of that. So we'll see, and if it's God's will, and, you know, Bill, I've told you this before, if it's God's will, we'll build the library. If it's not God's will, we won't, no matter what we do. So we're going to trust the Lord for all of this.
May the Lord fill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ might be glorified in you and you in him. And Paul Michael Raymond, always a pleasure. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for joining us in the War Room. Please enjoy The Nation's Rage, Psalm 2. By my soul among lions.